Good Vach, I hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lulu Nishmas Abi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chemechel Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. And we are in Sefer Shoftim, we're up to Perek Chaf Aleph. Ish Yisrael Nishbaba Mitzvah Lemor. So we left the people having destroyed the people of Binyamin. So Bnei Yisrael had already sworn in before the war with Binyamin that in retaliation for their support of the people of Giva, that because the men of Binyamin acted in such a degenerative manner, everyone in the Shevet was not worthy. It wasn't worthy to marry into the Shevet. So they said, Ish mimenu lo yitein bito le Binyamin leisha. They said, from now on, these men are so sick. They're so sick for defending this horrible activity. No one can marry into their family. The daughters are not going to be able to marry in. And so they decided that that's what they were going to indeed do. And so the people came to Beit El, and they sat there, and they cried profusely. In other words, after everything that happened in the battle, they came to Hashem in Shiloh, and they sat there, and they cried, and they asked themselves a question. How could it be that we should have one Shevet that suffered so much casualty that caused us to have to go ahead and put this terrible punishment into place, says the Abarbanel. And they said, how could it be that this was going to be what was going to happen to Bnei Yisrael? How could it be that that was the decision in the process, right? And so what did they do? So they got up the next day. They were searching for Hashem to build a new mizbeach in addition to the one that had already been there, and they brought karbanos over there. And so they said, who didn't show up? In other words, because we had taken the Shvua Gedola. When you take a Shvua Gedola, it's a very serious issue. And when they went through trying to figure out why they suffered so many losses, they realized maybe somebody went against the Shvua. And so, Vayinachamu Bnei Yisrael al Binyamin Achiv, after they had dealt with this issue, they decided that they felt bad and they wanted to reconsider. So, Vayomu Nigda Hayom Shei Benachan Yisrael, they said, listen, today one of Shevet was cut off. In other words, they said, how are we supposed to deal with this situation? And so, what are we going to do? There are a few of them left. They need wives. And what are we going to do? Because they have these people who are there. We had destroyed all their cities. So, we said we're not going to give our daughters for them to get married. These guys have to be able to get married. They realized, wait, nobody came from Yavish Gilad. In other words, Amisol realized that there was unity, and they tried to rebuild Binyamin through the situation, and they needed somebody to be there, so they decided, well, what do we do? The people of Yavish Gilad didn't show up, right? They sent 12,000 people there, they said, okay, these people didn't participate, let's go to the people of Yavish Gilad, and let's go destroy them, and also the women and the children. They said, listen, they didn't want to participate. They went against the national promise, and they decided to act on their own, right? And they said, we're going to kill everybody who was involved. Right? If a woman had already been old enough, those people were going to kill. So they found 400 girls who had not had relations with any man, So they took them to Shiloh. And so they sent a message to the guys who are hanging around the Sela Rimon 4 months later. They realized they had 400 women, so they said, look, you can have these 400 women and marry them. Right? And it wasn't enough, because as we said, there were 600 men, and there were only 400 women. Right? And the people, the nation, felt that, look, we didn't want to lose this whole Shevet, so we have to do something about that situation. We had already killed out all the women of Binyamin. We have 400 women from Yabesh Gilad who didn't exactly join us in this battle and broke the oath. We'll take those 400 women, but we need something else. So they said there must be a Yerusha so that we don't lose a whole Shevet. That's not gonna work. But since we did this nationally, right, we can't give our wives to Binyamin. So Vayomu, they said, look, Hashem b'shilo miyamim yamima, asher tfona lebeisel mizrach Hashem, eshlo mesila olo mibeisel shechemo minagav lelevona. They said, there's going to be some sort of yantif. And our Rabbi Nel says this was during Sukkot, and the Radak says, no, it was during Yom Kippur. But the people are going to be there. They said, you should go wait in the vineyards, right around that area. And so they said, listen, you'll go out, right, and we'll hide the issue from the rest of the people, so the people in Shiloh, they'll get caught off guard. And if they come out to dance with the instruments, right, when the men would get together for Yontif, the girls would go out, since the men would be drunk, they would be partying, they would be dancing. They didn't want the girls there, says the Daf Sofrim. Right? The girls went down south, into the fields to dance. But they said, listen, you should grab them, but you shouldn't do anything to them, says the Daf Sofrim, because the girls might even refuse to consider marriage. But you have to get their consent. You're not animals, right? So you're going to try. You'll see if you can catch them instead of doing the other system, shirach deal, right? We alach them eretz binyamin, right? V'hayar ki avo avosa moachei l'rov eleinu yamanu aleihem chanunu osam ki lo lakachnu ish tova melchama ki lo atem nesatem lahem keis teshamu. And instead, when their fathers or their brothers come to fight with us, then we'll say, look, we took pity on them. We didn't want to take the wife in war. And you shouldn't worry because you didn't give them, you didn't give it. They took the women, right? So you're not guilty. We're not going to kill you out. And so they took wives for themselves from the girls who went to dance. So they went back to their cities, and they rebuilt their cities. And so then, since this was only a cherem for one generation, Bnei Yisrael went back to their places. And from there, everyone else went to where they were supposed to go. In other words, they thought they had dealt with the problem successfully, that, you know, whatever had caused this great split, this great civil war, it was now finally solved after all the post facto and the regret over the post facto. Everyone was finally happy, or so they thought. But we close out Sefer Shoftim with a very important pasuk, a pasuk that we've been highlighting across the board. Bayamim Mahim in Melech B'Yisrael. In those days, there was no Jewish leadership. Ish Hayasha Bein Avyasa. Everyone did what they thought was right, which is a subject of today's Nachyomi, a deeper look, and a very, very important telling statement. Because without any sort of leadership, all sorts of crazy things happen. People start observing Avodah Zarah by Pesal Micha. People create their own civil battles, their own civil wars. They think that they're asking Hashem what to do, but in the end of the day, it's what they think that's supposed to be done. And when you have personal isms, as we see in Sefer Shoftim, those things fall apart. I call them isms, certain issues that are not Hashem's will, they're your own private issues. Those things cause the destruction of Bnei Israel, and that, unfortunately, is going to be the hallmark of the entirety of Sefer Shoftim. Again, as you remember, Pilegish Begiva and the last story of Pesel Micha, those are actually things that occurred at the beginning of the Sefer. They're just only written here at the end, and those things will continue and give us a description, a closing description, of exactly how all of Sefer Shoftim happened. So what will happen? What happens to Bnei Israel in the future? They will need something else. They will need a new type of leadership. That leadership will start with Shmuel HaNavi, the United Navi, for the people, and will pass on when the people realize that that's not enough. And they'll try a new additional type of leadership, and that is the concept of having a melech, which will bring us into the stories of Shaul, David, and Shlomo, when we continue with Nachiomi Mazel Tov on the completion of Sefer Shoftim, and Be'ezras Hashem will continue when we meet again tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.